4:22.
President Obama pays tribute to Ambassador Chris Stevens and the three others killed in the assault on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya this week. The president calls them patriots who served America's ideals. The violence in North Africa and Middle East has brought back foreign policy to the forefront of campaign 2012.
Joining us to talk about it, Chris Wallace, host of Fox News Sunday. Hello, Chris.
Well, hi, guys. I know you're going to talk politics, but first we need to talk about this memorial service, because anybody who watched it this afternoon, you know, these were four American patriots, four American heroes who gave their lives advancing our interests and, tragically, trying to help the people of Libya, and they got killed for their troubles by some murderous thugs, and we need to remember that most of all.
And clearly, that one moment served to unify everybody, despite the fact that earlier this week, Mitt Romney was taking aim at the president. Some people criticized him for timing on that.
Well, look, there are differences between these two men on foreign policy, and I think we should explore them, because the fact is that, you know, we keep on talking about the economy, but the president isn't just the CEO of the country, he's the commander-in-chief. And there are plenty of questions about the president's policies, the way he's treated Israel, the way he's dealt with our enemies like Iran. And it seems to me that, you know, there's a sensible debate to have on with both sides. And let's see if Romney's got a better idea.
Well, let's talk about the polls a little bit. We have a new CBS New York Times poll of likely voters. President Obama at 49%, Mitt Romney 46%. Margin of error plus or minus 3%. But there's a sense in some of these other polls that the president might be starting to open up a little lead. What are you seeing?
Yeah, I don't think that was the important poll. I thought the important poll this week, Sean, was the one that the Wall Street Journal did of three key swing states, Virginia, Florida, and Ohio. Romney has to win at least two and probably all three of them to have any chance to be elected. And the latest numbers are that he's down by 5 to 7 points in all three states. I do think, as this is settled out after the two conventions, all these polls taken before the events in the Middle East this week, that the president has moved. It's a small lead, but it seems to be a solid lead, and Romney's going to have to find a way to reshuffle the deck. Now, you know, we should point out, 4 years ago, John McCain was leading Barack Obama at this point, so it can happen, but I think Romney's got to move and move fast, and frankly can't wait until the first debate.
I imagine you're speaking about that this weekend.
Well, less politics, much more about the situation in the Middle East. We're going to have a live report, Hillary from the area, very latest on what's going on in the streets. We're going to talk to a top administration official. We'll also talk to the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Mike Rogers, who continues to say he believes the attacks that killed the four diplomats in Libya was a terror attack.
All right, Chris, thanks so much.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
Chris Wallace, host of Fox News Sunday. Catch it Sunday morning at 9 on Fox 5.